wherever you're at your journey, the important part is to keep focusing on God's love for us and embodying that in the world.
Being completely open to all that is, all that you are, honoring it for the sacredness of the experience of being human.
That we can be our authentic selves. And in that authenticity, we can share the love that we now have with ourselves, with others, guiding them to be able to do the same for themselves.
In any moment, you have the choice to choose love and to rewrite your story and to rewrite the story for humanity. Love is a state of being. It's not a doing.
The true embodiment of the way God loves us and the way that we're all meant to love each other is to extend unconditional love and grace to everybody and everything.
We were created to be love and to be expressions of God's love. You make love your guiding force and you surrender fully to God and to creating from that truth of God and of love, it will never lead you astray.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast.
My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love. We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our journey while exploring the sacred realms of love, consciousness, relationships, spirituality, and all that they encompass.
The intention of this show is to help you consciously relate to yourself, others, and everything else in this universe. Together, we can embody a more intentional and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously. Through 8 years together, we have had the opportunity to overcome deep patterning and programming, as well as trauma related to mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and immense grief. After 6 years of experiencing these challenges with no knowledge on how to heal or love each other, we separated.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we formed our conscious partnership and have spent the last 2 years cultivating a divine union founded on unconditional love, devotion, and commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us and doing the work alongside us as we explore this beautiful world of love and consciousness to co-create a new world of love.
As you courageously walk this path, remember to have grace with yourself and know that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love.
Blessed day and welcome back to the final episode of year two of the Loving Consciously podcast. This episode is titled Rebirthing Loving Consciously, Unraveling in God's Hands. We are approaching the start of the third year of this show, and we are going to be doing a full rebrand and relaunch where a lot of things are going to be changing. And so in this episode, we just wanted to come on and talk a little bit about the birth of Loving Consciously, the journey of how we got to where we are now, and where we're going. Before we get into that, we are a few hours away from going to the airport today on 7/17 to go to Portugal and Spain for 12 days. We are going on a massive grid work mission and spiritual pilgrimage all about ancestral healing and being in the original intention for divine unions, birthing sacred family, birthing generational wealth. We are so excited to be in these lands of some of our ancestors, and we know that this is going to be probably one of the most life-changing trips of our journey thus far. We are coming on here before that trip to unravel, and the process of rebirth, you know, is first the death. And there's something sacred to that. There's something sacred to unraveling and to honoring what was and what's to come.
It has been such an impactful journey. And to see how we've evolved throughout this show as we've continued to walk in this path and continue to grow and heal and learn how to love in more conscious ways. In preparation for this trip, it's almost divine timing in that we are preparing for the next year of Loving Consciously and the rebirth of this mission that we have together, but also the rebirth of our union the rebirth of us as individuals as well. There's a lot of death and rebirth cycle energy happening right now. And we're coming up on the end of the 9-year cycle of our partnership. A 9-year, the year of the snake. There's a lot of shedding. There's a lot of energy moving in that. And we are so excited to see what God has in store for us.
So, taking it back to the beginning, we had this vision, this revelation of Loving Consciously, the words and the podcast and everything in between, about 2.5 years ago. And in birthing this, there was a level of creating it from our human perspective. And, you know, the logo, for example, is an amalgamation of all of the things we liked, right? All of the spiritual things we liked. And this time around, approaching the new logo, we sat down and we said, how do we capture the essence of God and of love? And that really is, to me, the ultimate description of this death and rebirth. And unraveling is unraveling all of the things that are not of the highest truth of God and rooted in God and created not because we liked it or we felt called to it, but to serve God and to serve this mission of love and consciousness in this world and helping people learn how to love consciously.
It's been an exercise of really removing the personal I from the mission and really allowing it to be what God wants to birth through us. I mean, I remember that day when we received the revelation of the podcast and we stayed up because episodes just kept channeling through us ideas for the podcast, and the inspiration for the logo, like you said, was all beautiful in its own right. And it was really created from a level of consciousness where it was still a way for us to alchemize our own energy through the podcast. And as we move into this next phase of Loving Consciously, it's becoming less about us and our healing and more about stepping into leadership and serving.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a list of like 20 episodes that we are always picking from because so much content has come through in this. Something you've touched on is moving from this being all about our journey, right? Our RV journey, our really profound 2-year spiritual sabbatical, traveling this country and figuring this stuff out. And we, of course, do not have it all figured out, but we've got a lot of it figured out. And so, yeah, it really is stepping into this rebirth. And if I had to describe it in one sentence, it would be, this is becoming our shared ministry of love. And in ways it always was, it's just a very conscious and intentional restructuring of the energetics of the container and the intention. You know, looking at the evolution, like this started as a podcast, and then we added in our newsletter, and then we opened our coaching container. And it's just been, it's been really beautiful to see this evolution of this community and of all of you. And something I was thinking a lot about in creating this new vision, this new image, this new logo, new intro for the show, I was really thinking about this coming together of these two sides. Because something that we see really prevalent in this world right now is we have really these two extreme sides. We have the spiritual side, a lot of people call it the new age or the woo, and, you know, very, very spiritually tapped in, not super grounded and rooted in God often. And then we have this religious side, which is very, very centered around God and lacking a lot of that spiritual embodiment and wisdom. And so how do we bring these two together in honoring both of these sides, of which we've lived on both, and bring this healthy balance in the center? And this goes for anything in your life, right? Like, it's all about finding that healthy balance and incorporating the pieces of truth that are pervasive in all of these different things and bringing it into one cohesive container.
You know, to add another third pillar to that, we see a lot in the sovereignty and disclosure space, this groundedness and rootedness in truth and in the 3D and in this, the systems that are here. And, you know, when we take a look at all of these things holistically, God is present in all of it. And when we can really ground ourselves into a container and not get too strung up on extremes of, okay, we're going from the religious complex all the way over to the spiritual woo side, and then we're going over into the disclosure space, and then we come back to, you know, Christianity, whatever it may be, right? We see a lot people hopping from bucket to bucket to bucket. And really what I think the next evolution is creating sovereignty from a specific bucket or group of consciousness and allowing yourself to really be rooted in God. And what that means is having a clear understanding and active relationship with God, our creator, the source, the universe, all that is, right? The label matters, and it all points to the same essence of God at the center. Wherever you're at your journey, the important part is to keep focusing on God's love for us and embodying that in the world.
So true. I think it's so important to be courageous enough to change and to die and to evolve. You know, so often people create this identity, this image, this brand, this business, this mission, this ministry, and it's okay for that to change, right? Like, the only constant in life is change, if we want to get super cliche here. And I hope that this process will show people you can change, you can grow, you can evolve, and that's okay. It's okay from a higher perspective, a higher frame of consciousness, to look back and say, you know, that maybe isn't in full alignment with who I am now. And being courageous enough, we went through a really big phase in this process where we really considered burning it all down. Me a little more so than you. But I really just felt like, okay, we just need to scratch it all and start over. I came to the realization that honoring the magic and alchemy of the last 2 years of 53 episodes of magic, whether or not it's maybe in alignment with our current belief system, that is really powerful medicine, because it documents this journey and it documents our evolution, and it shows people that wherever you are on the journey, it's perfect and it's valid. We are not seeking perfection, we are seeking authenticity. And it leads me into something I really wanted to touch on today. When we started this show, we had really only kind of two values that we agreed to of founding this podcast on, and it was unconditional love and radical transparency. When we look at, to bring the Gene Keys in here a little bit, one of the core shadows that is running in this collective right now on a mass scale is dishonesty. And it's misunderstood because it's not just, you know, white lies or lies, it's self-dishonesty. And we won't get into that because that's not this episode, but the gift of that is vulnerability, which is wonderful, right? Vulnerability is incredible. And the higher expression of that, the, we could call it Christ consciousness perspective of that, is transparency, completely transparent. And I'm literally thinking translucent, right? We are light, being completely open to all that is, all that you are, honoring it for the sacredness of the experience of being human. It's so profound. It's truly beyond words. And we have tried many, many times on this show to capture this in words. And I'm just really proud of the transparency that we brought to this show, from talking about our patterns to talking about your addiction to talking about all of the things we were experiencing and when we were having challenges and our journey with plant medicine. Like, it's all here. I honor that. I honor that in us. I honor all of those versions of us. I honor that courage that it took to come on here and be that transparent, and to not burn it down and to let it stay. It is my prayer that listening to this show, you have been granted a little bit more permission, grace and ease and comfort to be transparent, to be your most authentic self, because authenticity and transparency and, of course, unconditional love, these are really powerful pillars that push forward this mission, God's mission of love, of heaven on earth, of returning to this intended Edenic state for humanity.
You know, it's been reflected to us many times that the vulnerability and authenticity of this show has deeply impacted the life of many people listening. And every time that's shared with me, that's shared with us, it really hits me in my heart. Because as Amaris just shared, our prayer for this show is to show you that we can all be truly authentic, and that that authenticity doesn't mean the vision of perfect that we've all been sold as the ideal, but rather real being the ideal. And when we are all real with one another, when we're honest with ourselves and with others, that creates the environment for deep communal healing. Really, that is the essence of this podcast, is how do we heal in community with one another? How do we love consciously? And it starts by being so loving with ourselves that we can be our authentic selves. And in that authenticity, we can share the love that we now have with ourselves, with others, guiding them to be able to do the same for themselves.
I don't think anything ever could have prepared me for the amount of you listening to this that have reached out and have told us how this has profoundly impacted and changed your lives. I also don't think that anything could have ever prepared me for how raw and uncomfortable it would be to come on here and share our story, all of it, our love, our challenges, our darkness, our traumas, our journey. You know, it has been a living testament to the power of love and of God. And as our recent RV series, you know, our Exodus and Revelation episodes showed, it all just led us back to God. It all just led us back to this profoundly deep gnosis that love is the answer. Love is the medicine. Love is our path forward as a species, as beings and souls on this planet. And that love is our natural state. And, you know, we've had so many amazing guests and so many amazing topics. And we've experienced more in these last few years of the show than many, many, many lifetimes combined. And I've never been more sure of God and of love and of the power of love to heal anything. And I just want to drive home again this guiding proverb. This is two things that are not changing about this show, and that is our proverb and our affirmation. Our proverb is awaken, heal, love. Step one, awaken, have awareness to this world, to your true nature as a divine creator being, to the truth of our loving and benevolent and magnificent God. Heal, and not the model of healing that's been sold to us, that you're always going to be healing and you're always going to be chasing, but truly and radically healing your consciousness, healing those parts of yourself that are desperately craving to come back to love. And then, of course, love, right? A radical, unconditional, revolutionary commitment and devotion to love, to being love, to giving love, to receiving love, to being an emissary and embodiment of God's love in this world. That is the way, right? The way is the path of love. And our affirmation, again, always choose love. You cannot go wrong. It is the most simple and profound and polarizing choice you can make. In any moment, you have the choice to choose love and to rewrite your story and to rewrite the story for humanity.
Thank you for sharing that from your heart. It was deeply felt over here. Always choose love. You know, I remind myself of this every day. Every day. When I go through patterns, when I observe my partner going through patterns, when I observe what's going out in the collective and some of the darker parts of this world, I'm reminded that love is a choice and that we always have the capacity to make that choice. We are the drivers of our consciousness. And when we are in that driver's seat, we can always choose love. It's when we give our consciousness away to the ego, to other things that want to experience life through us, when we give our power away to things outside of ourselves, we lose that capacity to really return to the state of love. And ultimately, like you said, love is all that there is. And when we choose to shift back into that state of love, it instantly requalifies anything that's going on in our experience.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Love is a choice and it's a state of being, right? Something that we've really tried to shatter a narrative around on this show is that love is an action, or love looks like insert blank. If you loved me, you would do this or you wouldn't do that. And really reminding people that love is a state of being. It's not a doing. And that is a really revolutionary perspective shift in this world. And we're just holding so much space and prayer and intention and grace, so much empathy and grace around the reality that nobody taught us how to love. I love that so much from our original intro because it's so true. I just hold so much space for that. It's okay to not know and not have it figured out. We are 9 years into this and we still don't have it figured out, but we do know that love is the way. And so if you make love your guiding force and you surrender fully to God and to creating from that truth of God and of love, it will never lead you astray.
Absolutely. You know, I really appreciate you bringing that different perspective to love into this conversation. And it actually reminded me that it might be useful to define what love means to us, to really show where we're coming from. Because it can be so easy to hear the word love and receive all of the ideas of what love means to us, being the listener, being society, being the construct of love that humanity has built, rather than the true, pure frequency of love that Amaris and I have come to know in communing with each other, in communing with the earth, and communing with God. So I'd love to ask you, what does love mean to you if you had to distill it down to just a sentence or two?
Well, this was not planned, putting me on the spot here. I immediately just closed my eyes and put my hand on my heart because I feel this is one of the most powerful questions one can contemplate. And if I had to distill down what I feel outside of God is the most infinite, eternal, and profound word, I would say love is God and God is love. Love is oneness with all that is. Love is the state of creation being in its natural state, where it is in peace and neutrality and unity. Love is the guiding force of all of creation. It is all pervasive, and it is absolutely and unequivocally unconditional, and it is right there just waiting for us to step back into that field back into that truth, the highest truth, and to remember that we were created to be love and to be expressions of God's love.
That was really beautiful.
Your turn.
Really beautiful. Yeah. You know, when I think of love, I think of an awareness of the interconnectedness of all things. And that within all of that interconnectedness is the underlying fabric of love, which is God, because God is love. And when we remember that God is love and that love is present in everything, then we achieve this state of non-aggression, of not really being able to trespass against any aspect of creation, of our brothers and sisters, of the animals that are here, the plants, and just all that is. When I think of love, I think of this unconditional feeling of wanting to be in communion with everything, no matter if those things that we are communing with are aware of the love themselves, we still want to give love, the true embodiment of the way God loves us and the way that we're all meant to love each other is to extend unconditional love and grace to everybody and everything at all times, even when it's challenging, especially when it's challenging. Because when we show love in that way, so radically and so unconditionally, as I have received in this partnership from my beautiful wife, as I have received in this life from God, in the forgiveness and the redemption that I have experienced of everything that I've done in this world, it brought me home. It brought me home. It gave me peace. And it healed me. When I think of love, I think of healing. I'm just excited to be able to share that and to be able to serve in that through this shared ministry and through what we are creating here with God through Loving Consciously.
Yeah, I mean, we always say welcome home. It's a welcome home to love. It's a welcome home to what you always were. You just forget it sometimes, and we forget it sometimes too. And so we're here to remind you. So we are going to take a month break to go on this pilgrimage and finish the last bits of this rebrand. And when we come back on August 15th, it will be our 9-year anniversary, the 2-year anniversary of this show, and we will have the new logo, the new intro, the new website, all of the fun new things. And while all of that is changing, it is the same core values of love and consciousness, and just restructuring that around being rooted in God. And in our next episode, we'll share this new purpose, mission, and vision with you all, and come back for episode 55, which is really exciting because that is the gene key number of freedom. And it will be Loving Consciously Reborn, rising in God's truth. As always, we leave you in love. We are sending you so much love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being courageous enough to change and evolve with us, to choose love with us. In the meantime, while we are on this month break, preparing for this relaunch, we invite you to check out some of our old episodes. There's so much magic in here. We have our coaching container open if that interests you and you would like to work with us to really deepen into this proverb of awakening, healing, and loving in your life. You can sign up for our newsletter on our website. We will still be sending that out. And you can connect with us on Instagram, either the show, which is linked in the show notes, or our personal Instagrams if you want to follow along on this next month of our journey. We leave you in love, and we will see you all here soon.